But I have a scripture that I want to read if you want to fall in your Bible. It's Matthew chapter 28, and it is verse 1, and I'm going to read 10 verses there. Matthew 28, 1 through 10. At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, for you, I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall you and they see me. God bless the reading of his word. I want to title my message today, Resurrection Power. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for each one that is watching and each one that is worshiping wherever they might be across this great big old world. We pray now, Lord, that you would use this for your glory. I pray, God, for you to anoint me, give me unction. And Lord, those things are different and they have changed in this season. God, we're so comforted in knowing that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Come now, Holy Spirit, and we worship you, Lord, and we're so thankful that you are risen as you said. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As I begin this message, and I'm going to back up just a little bit, kind of freaks me out staring that close at that camera. But y'all will be able to hear me, I think. I want to give you a couple of points this morning as we think about Easter. First of all, as we think about resurrection power, I want to tell you that the first point is the dawn of victory. The dawn of victory. I want to describe that morning and what it was like for the disciples and those that loved Jesus. That morning, Sunday morning, it followed Silent Saturday. Silent Saturday. You see, Friday, Jesus went to the cross. 3 days ago in the Jewish way of keeping time, Friday was a day, Saturday was a day, and now Sunday morning made the third day. So since Friday, they had not seen Jesus. The last time they saw Jesus, he was bleeding, he was suffering, he was gasping for breath. And so that was the last picture they had in their mind of Jesus. And then as he was placed in the borrowed tomb. And so they were very distraught, I'm sure. They were down. They were discouraged. It was a dark time for them, much like it is for some today, not knowing what's coming next. But praise God, then came the morning. Then came the morning. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, it's morning time. It's morning in America. It's morning in this great big old world. Jesus is risen, as he said, and I give him praise for that today. So they were in a place of being distraught, and the women, they came early to the tomb. They encountered some angels. And then while they're there, they hear this earthquake and the stone is rolled back. And when they get there, he's not there. And the angel said, he's risen as he said, as he said.
Let me tell you something, my friend.
If Jesus says something, you can count on it. You can take it to the bank. You can depend upon it. Because there is not failed not one word of all his good promises. 1 Kings 8:56. If he said it, he will do it. And I'm going to tell you, he told us, I will rise again on the third day. And yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Amen.
He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Thank you, Lord.
So yes, he will. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And he said, I'm coming again soon. And I promise you, he's coming again soon.
Thank you, Lord.
Just like he said.
So there was the dawn of victory. Oh, I thank God for the dawn.
Yes.
I can remember times when there's been storms during the night and you couldn't see what was coming at you. You just heard the freight train sounds and the roar of the winds and the rain pelting your house. Hail possibly kicking at your windows. And you were so afraid and fearful. But praise God. Eventually comes the morning.
Yes.
And you begin to see that little orange ball of fire begin to peek up over the horizon. And you realize that it's daytime. It's morning time. It's dawn. And I'm going to tell you, there is a dawn of victory for every believer
in
the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for the dawn of victory. And they saw it. They were so excited. They went back and told the other disciples and James and John. I mean, Peter and John, they got in a foot race and John outran Peter back to the tomb. There was the dawn of victory. But I want you to know something else about this resurrection power is that there is a declaration made. A declaration is made. There's the dawn of victory, but then there's the declaration of the resurrection. And I'm thankful to know that it declares something.
First of all, the resurrection of Jesus Christ declares unequivocally
that Jesus' sacrifice was accepted. His sacrifice was accepted. Paul put it this way. He said, if Christ be not risen from the dead, you are yet in your sins. You see, if Jesus had not been resurrected, that would have meant that the Father found some fault, found some sin. Maybe it was a hidden sin, but there was sin in his life, and he would have rejected the sacrifice of his Son. But praise God, our Bible tells us, friends, it tells us that he was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. Even Pontius Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. My friend Jesus, the Lamb of God, he was accepted as our sacrifice. You ought to just praise him right now. You ought to just take about a 10-second praise break wherever you are right now, because Jesus was accepted. And because he's accepted, we'll be accepted. Hallelujah. That's one of the great declarations of the resurrection. There's a second declaration, and I love this. Not only was his sacrifice accepted, but our sins are absolved. Absolved. These are all A's I'm giving you, by the way. Our sins are absolved. You know, it's good to know that once we come to Jesus Christ and we've been covered in that precious blood because of the resurrection, our sins are absolved. You know, there's not many of us that could do one thing that would last for eternity. But Jesus did. He went to that cross one time, and then he rose one time. And because of that, our sins are constantly absolved if we've received him. My friends, I'm going to tell you something that's good news today. The Bible says as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. I'm glad to know that our sins have been absolved. They're washed away. He remembers them no more. You say, well, Brother Tom, you don't know the things I've done. Well, if you've asked God's forgiveness, he's forgotten. He's cast them behind his back and separated our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. And the east and west, never twain, shall come and touch again. Hallelujah. Our sins are absolved because of the resurrection. That's power, friends. He made one sacrifice. You know, in the day of Jesus, the high priest every year had to go and make a sacrifice. And at 3 o'clock on the same day, the Day of Atonement, when Jesus hung on the cross, now who can time all this? At exactly 3 o'clock, he said, "It is finished," and he gave up the ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He died at exactly the time the high priest would have been going into the Holy of Holies to offer that lamb as a sacrifice for sin for the people of Israel. But my friends, he timed his death perfectly because he said, "You won't need any more of those animal sacrifices. You won't need the blood of bulls and of goats and of lambs because I am now the perfect sacrifice."
Yes, amen. And so our sins are absolved because of the power of the resurrection and the Lord Jesus Christ, his blood. There's a third declaration,
and I love this one too.
Another A for you. Not only was his sacrifice accepted, our sins absolved, but thirdly, our enemy, and we all have an enemy called Satan, enemy is annihilated.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our enemy is annihilated. When Jesus hung on that cross and his blood began to be shed, he gave the mortal head wound to the serpent Satan himself, as prophesied in Genesis chapter 3. At that moment, as he began to shed his blood, I've heard people say, well, they were having a party in hell. Well, my friends, the party came to a swift conclusion.
Hallelujah.
When that blood began to shed, because there was an earthquake in hell. There was an earthquake in the depths of the earth.
Amen.
And Satan himself was shaken from his throne.
He was shaken.
He was head wounded. And now he is a defeated
Hallelujah.
Because of the resurrection. Hallelujah. So our enemy has been annihilated. Oh, yes, he's still going around to and fro, but he knows he's got but a short time.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. There's coming a day when Jesus will put his foot on Satan's neck and cast him into the lake of fire, and he'll never trouble us again anymore. Hallelujah. The declaration of the resurrection. The sacrifice was accepted. Our sins are absolved. Our enemy is annihilated, but praise God. Praise God. Death is, and this is an O, obliterated.
Yes, amen.
It's obliterated. It has stopped. You say, well, people are still dying. They're dying of the virus. Oh, my friends, listen to me what I'm about to tell you.
If you are born twice, you will die but once.
Yes.
And when you close your eyes in this life, that's a brief second of death. But immediately you open your eyes
in the glory world.
Yes, amen.
You see, death shall not reign over our mortal bodies, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Hallelujah. We thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ that we have victory today. And his resurrection defeated death. You see, he's the first fruits. And the first fruits means, it means whatever you plant as a seed, that's going to be what you get as fruit. He was planted as a seed, as the Son of God, and he rose. And my friends, I'm going to tell you, we're the fruit on the vine, and we'll be children of God if we know him. And I'm going to tell you, just as he overcame death, we too shall overcome death. Oh, our bodies may die, but immediately we'll be in the glory world, in heaven with God. And one day, at the sound of the last trump, the dead in Christ will rise first.
Amen. Yes.
We'll meet the Lord in there, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Our bodies will be changed into a sinless body, a perfect body that'll never get sick, never grow old, never get tired. It'll be reunited with our spirit as Jesus brings it back. Hallelujah. My friends, I'm telling you, you cannot underestimate the importance of the resurrection. It and the cross of Jesus is the most seminal, most important, should be the most appreciated event in all of human history. There's a scripture I want to read for you in John's Gospel before I close. Please stay with me. This will bless your heart. John chapter 20. Follow in your Bibles if you have your Bible. John chapter 20. John 20. And I want to read beginning there at verse 1. And the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, for it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and she saw the stone was taken away from the sepulcher. And she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, talking about John, and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher. She thought someone had stole their body. And we do not know where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, John, and came to the sepulcher, the grave. And so they ran together. And the other disciple, that's John, did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulcher. And stooping down and looking in, they saw the linen clothes lying. Yet they went not inside the sepulcher, the tomb. And then came Simon Peter following him and went into the sepulcher. And he saw the linen clothes lying there. And now listen to verse 7. This is what I want. And the napkin. Everybody say the napkin.
The napkin.
And the napkin that was about Jesus' head was lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. That word wrapped means it was folded. Now, I'll tell you something about this. This will bless your heart if you've never heard me. If you have, you'd be blessed again. In that day, when someone died, they would wrap them in cloth with spices, aloe, and myrrh. And that would be woven into the strips of cloth, almost like a mummy. And over their face, they would place a napkin. A napkin. A napkin similar to what you would see in a person's home. When you would dine with them, you would have a cloth napkin. Now, my friends, in that day, if you went to eat in someone's home and they were not a good cook, or you did not enjoy yourself there, or you intended to never return again, what you would do is you would just crumple up your napkin and leave it there by your plate or at the table. You would just throw it down, kind of. Discard it. But, if you took your napkin and you neatly folded it and laid it neatly at your place setting, that had an important message in that day. It meant, I will be back.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And so when he folded that napkin and left it in the tomb before he ran out in victory,
yes,
he was saying to everyone in a message,
hallelujah,
that could not be misunderstood, he was saying, I will
thank you, Jesus.
Back.
Yes, hallelujah. Come quickly,
I'm
Lord
coming
Jesus.
Back. Hallelujah. I'm coming back. And my friends, I'm going to tell you, that's good news for us today. I don't know if you realize it, but this world's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
This world's in a mess today. And we need the return of Jesus Christ to
yes.
set things right. I'm going to be glad when that trumpet sounds and we can get out from here. There won't be any virus in heaven. There won't be any tears rolling down people's faces at a graveyard in heaven. Hallelujah. Right now in heaven, they are looking over the palisades of glory at us, and they're telling us, because we're encompassed by a great cloud of witnesses,
yes,
and they're saying, fear not!
Yes.
Fear not!
Yes.
Jesus is alive!
Hallelujah!
Today, and he's coming back soon. My friends, that's the greatest news that's ever been told. You can go to all the great religions of the world, Muhammad, and on down, Confucius, and every one of them, Joseph Smith, and you can find a grave. You can probably dig down and find their DNA somewhere in the dirt. But my friends, if you go to a tomb in Jerusalem this morning,
mm-hmm,
you'll find that
that's
tomb
right.
is still empty.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, it used to bother me that they put Jesus in a borrowed tomb,
mm-hmm,
that he couldn't even have his own. But I got to thinking about it. I said, he's not going to need it but just
that's
a little
right.
while.
Amen, yes.
He wasn't going to need it long, so he didn't need to do anything but borrow the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
My friends, I'm going to tell you, our Jesus is alive. And you don't have to be afraid. Don't worry. The witnesses in heaven, the crowd in heaven, they're leaning out over the portals of heaven. They're cheering us on, and they're saying, don't give up. Don't lose heart. Don't lose faith. Tell everybody that Jesus
yes.
is alive.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. I love you. And remember, God loves you too. Let's pray. If you've never prayed and asked Jesus into your heart, today needs to be that day.
And if you do that today, I want you to just give a thumbs up or say, I did it. Just comment, I did it. And we're going to pray that right now. Say these words and mean it in your heart. And if you feel this tug at you, that's God pulling you. You don't come to Him on your own. That's Him drawing you. But you need this profession of faith if you feel that tug at your heart. If you want to know that heaven is your home one day, and you want to know your sins are forgiven, pray this prayer with me before we quit. Say these words. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Today, I come to you the best way I know how, and I give you my life. I ask, Lord, that you forgive me, that you wash me in your precious blood, that you be my Savior and my Lord. And, Lord, I put my full trust, my full confidence in your finished work on the cross at Calvary. From this day forward, I'm yours. I believe you are the Son of God, that you rose the third day and you're coming again soon. And now, Lord, according to John 3:16, what your word declares, I am saved. I am born again. I am a child of the King. Thank you, Lord. Live your life in me and help me, Lord, to tell others the good news that Jesus is alive. In your name, Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that, I want you to just say, I did it. I did it. Just let me know that. And then start telling others good news. Start reading the book of John, first chapter. That's a good place to start. And then next Sunday, come join us for drive-in church. We're having drive-in church. We've got a transmitter. Nobody has to get out of the cars, which we haven't been doing anyhow, but you have your windows up. And I'm hoping we have several hundred cars out here. We could broadcast probably a half a mile with that transmitter. So join us next Sunday, 10:45 here at Oakey Grove. I love you. Be sure and hit the watch party button. Hit watch party before you leave and share this. Make sure you share this so others can know that we serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. Hallelujah. He lives, He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today.
Yes, He does.
I love you and thank God for you. Jamie, show them that beautiful cross one more time as we close out.